This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. New Year's Day is traditionally a time to focus on the future, but that can be tough if you stayed up too late or if your New Year's Eve was, I don't know, a little too festive. What help is at hand? Marketplace's Stan Alcorn reports.
Let's say, hypothetically, last night you had one too many glasses of champagne or shots of tequila, and today, your head, your stomach, your eyes, everything hurts. Dr. Robert Swift can give you a diagnosis.
You have a hangover.
But why?
Well, you know, we really don't know.
We know it's the alcohol, but Swift says it could be the way it's inflaming your stomach, the chemicals it's releasing in your liver, the way it dehydrates you by tweaking your pituitary gland, or just a form of alcohol withdrawal, the low that follows the high.
I think it's the totality of these things. And that's why there's no single cure for hangovers.
And yet mankind and the pharmaceutical industry have always dreamed. Dr. Edzard Ernst has evaluated a number of attempted hangover cures.
We've done a clinical trial, actually, of a supplement made out of artichokes.
Yes, artichokes.
The trial was great fun because we had to drink a lot, but the result was squarely negative.
Results were just as disappointing for prickly pear and yeast. But the latest trend is selling IVs that deliver hydration and vitamins straight to the bloodstream, like the $219 detox prescribed by the IV doc, Adam Nadelson.
A liter of fluid, maybe even up to 2 liters of fluid if you're having vomiting.
Dr. Swift says that could make sense if you had something like cholera. But for the rest of us, Gatorade and a couple of aspirin is really the best we can do. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.